You're listening to the Isaka Podcast. I'm your host, Abby Norton, and today I'm speaking with Tim Clements, Privacy Program Manager and speaker at the upcoming EuroCAX 2020 virtual conference, taking place October 28th through the 30th. Tim will present the session Privacy Strategy and Roadmap. Do you have one, and is it aligned with your business strategy? Along with Clara Croman from Pandora. Thanks for joining me, Tim.
Thank you. Thanks for asking, Abigail.
So to start us off, can you introduce the concept of a privacy strategy and discuss why it's so important for an organization to have one?
Sure. So firstly, I think it's certainly something that not all companies have. And I think it's a huge opportunity, especially in the last few years since important legislations come into effect, such as GDPR, that companies need to look at how they're processing personal data, not just from a compliance perspective, but also from a business alignment perspective. And I believe that, you know, there's not that many companies that really have sat down and looked into how can they align legislation such as GDPR and CCPA, for example, with the actual processing that takes in their business. And there's quite a few good reasons why this should be done.
Can you talk about some of the risks of not implementing proper privacy strategy?
Well, without a strategy, a strategy is going to give a company a direction to head. And I think the default that's been in place for many companies in recent years has been this very strong compliance approach, which, you know, there's several reasons for this. And I think one of the primary reasons is because the legal department or law firms in general have been advising companies from a legal compliance perspective. And, you know, it's a good reason. It's legislation, it's a law. But I think there's an obvious word in a lot of this legislation, that's the word data. So data is obviously being used by many organizations for them to achieve their business objectives. And not least in many companies, especially in the B2C sector, that type of processing, it's driving growth within the business. So you, on the one hand, you've got perhaps a legal department that's been responsible for implementing and rolling out a program of work to address the legislation. But on the other hand, you've got you've got departments and functions within a business, for example, in a digital marketing department, where the actual processing is taking place. And often you'll see a disconnect between the two. So the risk is that you'll have parts of the organization continually processing personal data without having a full understanding, or at least having the guardrails in place that will enable them to safely and lawfully process personal data.
So, which stakeholders should be involved in the process of designing a privacy strategy?
Typically, you would want to look into the organization and look at the parts of the organization where the main parts of the processing are taking place, or at least where the riskier aspects of processing are taking place. And as I said just now, in a B2C setting, then that's probably going to be within marketing departments. Of course, all companies have employees, so HR will also be a key stakeholder. But you're going to have other stakeholders, you know, such as IT, information security, the legal department, and any other department that is actually involved in the processing of personal data. And ideally, what you will do is you'll look into the business strategy of the company and identify where you have elements of that strategy that are underpinned by the processing of personal data. And the stakeholders you're looking for are the people who are responsible for delivering those aspects of the business strategy, because they, by their nature, have a stake in not just the data-driven growth of the company, but also that it's done in a compliant way.
Can you talk a little bit about how tools such as a roadmap or a game plan can be useful in putting together a privacy strategy?
Yep. So typically the process we run through after engaging with the stakeholders we just mentioned, we'd need to understand the current state of data protection in the organization through a maturity assessment. We'd engage with the stakeholders in understanding what their objectives are in the strategy. Then we need to actually then develop some outputs from this work, such as the strategy itself, which sets out, you know, how data protection will be aligned with the business, who does what the targets are for the future. But then there's a number of other deliverables that we'll use to aid the execution of the strategy. And one of them is a roadmap, for example, of how the work will be executed over typically, you know, 1 to 3 years. There'll also be what I call a game plan, which sets out how this is going to work. What are the main elements of work? And typically this is all, you know, communicated in a very highly visual way. And then there'll be some plans, of course. And ideally, these plans will be fairly visual, but reasonably easy to follow. So the key to this work, or certainly the key that I tend to work, is trying to make materials easy to work with, easy to understand. And I think also one of the important outputs of this work is what I call an outcomes roadmap, which is more business terms. It's more something top management prefer to look at rather than focus on the details and focus on specific deliverables or outputs. We look at it in more business terms. So after the strategy has been executed, or after aspects of the strategy have been executed, what does that leave the organization? What's left as an after? So the outcome roadmap is just as important as the actual execution roadmap.
So what are some of the factors that an organization needs to take into account when creating their privacy strategy?
Yeah, so there's a number of different factors. And this is where I think it's important to say that every strategy will be totally unique to an organization. So people thinking that, you know, this can be a copy paste, we'll just copy paste our, you know, a similar company's strategy, even though you may be in the same sector. There are a number of different factors that you will need to take into account that actually determine that it will be a unique strategy. So the geographical aspects, for example, it could be that your organization is located in a number of different jurisdictions where there's a strong focus from a supervisory authority or a regulator. Your business sector will have an influence on it. The way you've adopted technology, of course, your business strategy will also be an important factor. The number of employees you have, the volumes of personal data that you're processing, the types of data that you're processing, whether you're a high profile company that, you know, comes under attention of the media organizations or industry watchdogs or even hacktivists. It could be, you know, the existing maturity of your organization. If you have very low maturity, then your strategy is going to be probably more comprehensive versus if you have a high level of maturity where you already have, you know, strong controls in place. And of course, you know, risk appetite of the organization, that's going to have a bearing. How reliant your organization is on personal data. There's a whole raft of different factors. And again, during the webinar, Clara from Pandora and myself will go through these, because I think it's important to, you know, to state that, as I said, the strategy is unique to your organization. It's not, certainly not copy paste from other companies.
And I know you touched on the risk of non-compliance a bit earlier, but can you talk any more about how implementing a privacy strategy can help reduce the risk of non-compliance with legal and regulatory bodies?
Yeah, so I think the risk of non-compliance, if you don't have a strategy, then you're simply not clear which direction you're going in. And it'd be, you know, using an analogy of driving around the countryside, if you don't have a map and you don't know where you're heading, you don't have a compass, then you can just drive around meandering around the roads and not really clear on where you're going, but also why are you going. And I think from a compliance perspective, you know, part of this work is also to identify what are the applicable laws and regulations that apply to your organization based upon the sector you're in, but also the types of processing, the types of data, the individuals whose data is being processed. So it's not just about one particular piece of legislation. It's not just about GDPR, for example. It's not just about CCPA. It's looking at all other laws and regulations that apply. And I think this is a mistake that some organizations have made in the last few years. They have just focused on one particular piece of legislation and how missed out how that potentially intertwines with other applicable laws and regulations.
Are there any final thoughts you'd like to share with listeners related to the topic of your session?
Clara and myself will walk you through during the webinar, not just why a strategy is needed and what the strategy is, but we're also going to be outlining all the different steps that you need to go through to get a strategy in place. And the way we're going to be presenting this is in a very highly visual an engaging manner. So it's not going to be lots of bullet points. We'll have lots of very rich illustrations that will hopefully engage viewers and get their interest.
Thanks again for joining me, Tim.
Well, thank you very much for asking, and I'm really looking forward to sitting with Clara and presenting this to people at the EuroCAX event in October.
That's all the time we have in this episode of the iSoCA podcast. To learn more about today's topic, be sure to tune in to Tim's virtual EuroCAX 2020 conference session, Privacy Strategy and Roadmap. Do you have one, and is it aligned with your business strategy? Which will take place Wednesday, October 28th.